Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Rapid City, South Dakota, at the beautiful Summit Arena called the Monument Building. It's in the Black Hills, in the land of the Ogallala Lakota, Minichongu Lakota, Tonkapa. There'll be many good fans here at the Road to Destruction, Monster Truck Destruction Tour here tonight, Saturday night, March 7th, 2026. Our guest today is one of the stars of this show. They'll seat about 9,000 in this house tonight. We're enjoying a Saturday afternoon with Keith Sayers from Butte, Montana. He is a freestyle motocross rider, one of the very best in the world, literally. A 43-year-old that is a 21-year veteran, and he's been all over the world. I mean, every continent. He is sponsored by Factory Yamaha, a Monster Energy athlete. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about what freestyle motocross riding, FMX, is.
Freestyle motocross is us jumping off of an 8-foot man-made takeoff ramp out of steel, and now we have these new modern technology airbag landings that are actually just full of air that we land. We're jumping about 75 feet and roughly 35 feet in the air.
To me, it appears to be like bull riding. I mean, your technique has to be spot on, like a golf swing, to make that work. And if you don't, it could be painful. You're like 45 feet high in the sky, and this is a cement floor. You're 65, 75 feet across.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a very technical sport. You know, everything's got to be right when you're doing it, the right speed going off of it, the feel of the ramp when you come off to do certain tricks. The bike's got to move it around quite a bit when you're doing certain types of tricks. So, yeah, it's a lot. I play a lot of golf, so I actually refer dirt bikes to golf quite a bit. Because if you get done out of swing, you're probably going to get a score.
Probably been hurt.
I've been having a pretty good career so far, you know, to be honest. But yes, I have been.
What is it like to do something this extreme and this far out of the box and go all over the world to do it?
You know, it's funny because I've been all over the world and I've been to a lot of places that I would have never seen if it wasn't for a motorcycle. So I've been very blessed in the fact that, you know, I've been able to travel around and do those kind of things and entertain and, you know, inspire. Like even the guys that I'm riding with, they sat on a hillside watching people perform in Evil Days for a year. And, you know, fast forward 10, 15 years later, and here they are riding with me. So it's been great to go around and inspire the kids. You know, you can be anything you want in this life. That's what I try to tell everybody all the time. I was doubted a lot coming from a small little town in Montana to doing this, and now when you see Supercross and you see all these events doing freestyle moto, that's me. So anything's possible.
If a young man or a woman.
I actually have a woman, she's doing backflips on her bike, same with us. So, and it's cool to bring her along with and these kind of platforms and see little girls being motivated and inspired by her.
Well, and horsemanship, like for me to start a youngster riding bike and horse, they start riding a horse, you know, get their horseman. How would you get started to ride a bike? Is it cost-effective? Is it affordable? And how could you possibly get into FMX?
Yeah, I mean, it is expensive, and that is the hard part. I have a lot of people all the time asking me how to even get involved in riding dirt bikes in general. It's always just start small. Like, for me, it was never really being like the craziest, gnarliest dude out here doing it. It was always like, I wanted to have a long career. I've been doing it a long time, so I've been very lucky to have that. But, you know, there's a right path to do things. I mean, my daughter rides horses, and she's getting into rodeo and breakaway and stuff right now. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing. But she's starting out and just on her normal horse and trying to find her a roping horse right now.
What have you learned that you can share with the young men and women listening? If they would like to do something as extreme as you do and take it as far as you can.
You know, honestly, it's great to be able to go and do these kind of things that I've done. But for me, like, my one best motto in life is to, it doesn't cost anything to be a good person. And, you know, I enjoy more doing the things for all these people that are part of me that believe in me.
That's words of our champion, Montana's own Keith Sayer, a 21-year veteran in the world of freestyle motocross. Keith, thank you for your time, and God bless you.
Yeah, thank
you. Word of the Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.